Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. Swan Yi, Tape 2, by Sue Ellen Chan, on July 15, 1982. So you have taken so many kinds of transportation while you're on the road. But anyway, you continues going on from Wheeling to Charleston, and then
from Charleston as it goes along. Those are the rest I can't remember what it is now. But as it goes along, as far as I can remember, up to when we reached Nashville, actually Tennessee. And it was a hot day, so we saw a place that a lot of people were swimming. And so we spent a whole day over there. And when right by the bank of the canal, and the canal is pretty deep. You go right off the bank, and you go maybe about 20 feet down, drop down. You got the ships go, you know, the boats go by there for transportation, things like that over there. And we were swimming around all day, of course, in this little putty hole. I would say about 10 by 10 feet. And I remember there's a lot of young kids over there playing around over there. And of course, there's some growing up. There's one particular person over there I could remember. He's a black man. And he's pretty husky and tall. And I would say he's around about over 200 pounds, husky and tall. He loved to play around with the kids and like that. All day long he played. And I go over there swimming on this side over here. So by late in the afternoon, around about 2 o'clock or somewhere in that neighborhood, and suddenly this, one of the little youngsters, I guess he's around about 8, 9 years old. He jumped over the place where we are swimming. The water is pretty swift, floating down. So this little boy here, that's a white boy too, little boy here, he jumped over and swam and a little too swift for him. And he yelled for help. See? And this big color fellow here heard it and came over, just a couple feet away, came over. And he, you know, laid down, had his hand up there, and pulled him back out. Okay? Well, he pulled him out there, and then the kid got up, and he stand up, this big color guy stand up, and this little boy pushed him in, you know, playing around. And we all thought he could swim, but he couldn't swim a stroke, this colorful. In the meantime, I was already in the water swimming around, see? And I happened to saw him there, you know, toward look at, and he pushed him, went in, couldn't see him for a few seconds. The next thing, his hand came right beside me, see? And went down, back down again. Next thing, that's all I remember. So we never thought he could swim, or he couldn't swim, or he thought he was playing around. So next thing you know, he never did come out for about 2-3 minutes. Didn't jump, so we know then what happened. And then I try and go down the water, in the water. The water swift. If I try to go down, and I think it's already pulled me over already. So I couldn't find him. I went on down myself a couple of times to look for him. I couldn't find him. And then I came out and said, well, he's drowned. He's gone. The water carried body away, see? And then next thing, someone called the police. And this whole group of them, he said, don't say the kids, push him in. He said,
he fell.
He said, he slipped, he playing around and slipped and fell over. See? He said, don't say the kids push him in. He said, we all agree. So So a policeman comes on, asks a question, as everybody agreed to say that word. See? Of course, in the meantime, this kid got scared, ran home already.
Oh.
Ran away already. See?
Okay.
See? He knew.
Uh-huh.
He'd never show up. See?
Uh-huh.
He stayed there maybe for 15, 20 minutes. See?
Mm-hmm.
He'd take off. See?
Mm-hmm.
And so policeman come on, ask questions. We told him the same questions that he playing around, he slipped and fell in.
Mm-hmm.
Never to show up,
mm-hmm.
come up again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they drag it, trying to drag his body for about 2-3 hours. Maybe longer, I don't know, because when he's dragging for about hour, 2 hours before we left.
Oh.
They are still dragging.
Mm-hmm.
So I never didn't know what happened then.
Oh.
The same. You're right next to me. If you grab a hold, he would pull me down.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He was just about that far away, stick his hand up. That was the last time I saw him.
Well, what an...
Of course, if he hold me, of course, I would get up, you know. I mean, I would, you know, as I didn't tell you, but I'm one of the best swimmers.
Right, right. Yeah. Out of the first experience, you became very good swimmer.
Good swimmer, yeah, because I was in that group over there. I used to be number one etcher when I learned how to swim.
Uh-huh.
I was number one swimmer.
So. Did you go to swim very often when you
were
in
Midland? Every day. During the summertime, every day I go down there.
Uh-huh.
And I go underwater, who stay under the longest? And I stay under the longest.
Uh-huh.
And assuming who swim the farthest, I swim the farthest. But how fast it go, I was just average. It wasn't too fast, but
uh-huh.
I was average. Uh-huh. I used to take my time.
Uh-huh.
And if I get tired, like by swim across a river, and the other river with a lot of fruit in there,
mm-hmm.
we used to swim across, tie the sack around it, get the apple, put in the sack, and sit on the apple, paddle across. That's what we did. I used to swim halfway. If I get tired, I just lay just like a dead man, you know, floating.
Mm-hmm.
Don't move nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I just rest up for a couple of seconds. Take off again. See?
Yeah,
see, that's how I rest. See, I just let it sit down there floating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And don't move my feet, my hand, nothing moving.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just float.
I see.
See? But of course, you got to hold your breath if you're going to float. See? You know,
so, after so many years of experience, you're very good.
Yeah, right. That's quite a few years experience in that.
Uh-huh.
So, that I wasn't afraid of that, you know, pull me in that colorful. See?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I went a couple of times, went in there, looked after him, I couldn't find him.
Mm-hmm.
See, we used to, I go pretty deep in the water too, because we used to, during those times there, learn how to swim there,
mm-hmm.
we used to go out right in the middle of the Ohio River,
mm-hmm.
go down, straight down there, and bring up a rock and show it to you. Throw it out and show it. That's where we, you know, us good swimmers, a bunch
uh-huh.
of us, I see. See who could go the farthest, deepest, see?
Uh-huh.
See, because three of us go pretty far deep, see? You're going to, the Ohio River at least about, I was about 30 feet or 40 feet deep,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
the Ohio River.
Uh-huh.
So you go in the bottom, it's just rocks.
Mm-hmm.
It just pitch dark, see?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You just go keep going until you hit something, grab something, and come back up.
Boy.
That's what we used to do.
Uh-huh.
So
that was your experience in Nashville.
And that's the experience in Nashville over there. So we take off and went down to Manford.
Mm-hmm.
When we went to Manford, I remember all that time we had our equipment, remember? I got a gun, tent, everything, all that time we carried over there. So we are hungry then, and I think that day we didn't get too much to eat, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But in the evening, a lot of, they were called hobos, see?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other work that helped freight trains, things like that. So, a group of it, a lot of them over in that cornfield. See, we said, gee, there's a cornfield, let's go get some corn. All right, so a group of fellas, we got together, we began to talk and conversation, we got made friends.
Mm-hmm.
So all together, it's five of us, the three other and two, Steve and I only, see, we made friends. So, say, someone get wood and someone, you know, help build the farm and get wood, and some go get the corn, see?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'm telling you, we were dumb then. They outsmart us.
Uh-huh.
See? They told us, Steve and I, go get the corn.
Uh-huh.
See, one fella take care of the fire, but the other two go for the wood.
Uh-huh.
By that time, we come back, get the corn, get the handful of corn, and come back, everybody's gone. Include our camp equipment, everything in there. I got some old corns in there, a two gun, everything.
Oh, my.
Complete. We have nothing there. It took away. We never could find them. So we run around, we look there and ask everybody, and never to find them. They're gone.
Those people were older than you are?
Oh, yeah, they were older, yeah. They were
men. Were probably on the road longer than
longer,
you.
Yeah. Just outsmart us, that's all. If they say, well, guys, sure, we should take our equipment along, you know, like we usually carry along, and then go get the corn, see? That's
right.
What we should have done, see? But I guess it was too.
So what did you do then?
Well, couldn't do nothing. So we actually broke then.
Uh-huh.
Not a penny hardy.
Uh-huh.
Because what few cents we have left over, we very strong spent on the money, see?
Mm-hmm.
What few dollars that we got from Midland,
mm-hmm.
Put in inside this tent, set and wrap it up. Everything in there.
Oh.
See, have nothing in our pockets, see?
That's oh, boy. So you start thinking about not going on then.
Well, yeah, think about, we still say, we take off, see?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you went to Jacksonville, went by that way.
Mm-hmm. Even without any equipment?
Without anything, yeah.
So where did you sleep and all that?
Oh, we just sleep any place we find a place.
Mm-hmm.
On the ground, anywhere.
Uh-huh.
See? And then, Jacksonville, as far as I remember, there was one part I forget, the big, long bridge. That's the only thing I can remember on that.
Uh-huh.
In fact, when I took a trip back east there, we went to that, went that way.
Uh-huh.
See, when I come down Charleston, you know, trying to find my route,
uh-huh.
See if I could remember. See?
Uh-huh.
A lot of things I couldn't remember.
Oh,
a few up places I could remember. It seemed like I'd been over here, and seemed like I'd been over there.
Uh-huh.
So Jackson is one I could remember, is that long bridge, see?
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to Dallas, and there. It was pretty dark. It's daytime was pretty hot, see. So we hitchhiked over there, and I remember as far as going across a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And right under the bridge, that's where I stay overnight over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's out in the desert. Oh, nighttime so cold, we are shivering. See?
Mm-hmm. Especially you lost all your... Lost
everything. We don't have nothing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then, when you got to one place, so far you have been so many places, mm-hmm. Did you stay like for a day or two, or you just
continue? Yeah, we just stay over, continue. I just stay or stay there. If we got to that place, you stayed overnight, take off again.
Oh, you didn't even stay
They
for...
even stay there or look around, things like that,
no.
Look for a job or anything
no.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm. Find the food, ride, and the goal.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then we stayed overnight, and we went to
Dallas.
Fort Worth.
Uh-huh,
see?
Uh-huh.
And Fort Worth, we look around there, and I know Fort Worth is a Chinese restaurant. I went in a Chinese restaurant there. The first time I see a Chinese restaurant, I went over and they asked me a question. Of course, they I went, asked for food, see?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a Chinese restaurant. I said, hey. And my buddy, Steve, he said, hey, here's your chance. Go in there and see if we get some food. Sugar, get some now. I said, yeah. So go in the first thing, I asked him. First thing, I talked Chinese to him.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They were very surprised. Asked me where I come from, what these and so forth, all questioned, you know. And I said, what my father's name and so forth and so on. And what place where I came from and all that. And of course, I tell them, you know, as the story goes along. And they gave a good meal.
Uh-huh.
And then after we left there, they even fixed up some sandwiches, big sandwiches, you know, a few sandwiches for us to take out. See?
You must have given them a very good story.
Well, we just told them a little story. It's too depressing, you know. It's hard.
Uh-huh.
You know, family's too big, so mm-hmm. I said, no use for mistakes.
They come out for the chance.
Yes, that's kind of story down, see. So, anyway, we left there. And we came back to Dallas again, see?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, Dallas, and said, let's go back home.
Uh-huh.
That's the time when we started, want to go back home, see?
Hmm.
I said, we're not going back. So I said, you won't go back home, you go back home. I'm going to stay, you know, one between us. I think Steve would want to go back home. I think. Mm-hmm. I said, why go back home? So it might continue on. So I started talking to her. He changed his mind. Okay. So this is the first time I almost got killed now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if I wasn't, as I say, if my finger wasn't too, you know, strong, mm-hmm. I would have got killed because when I used to go to school and I go to those, playground, you mm-hmm. know, swing, and I just train on that thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Even one my little finger hook on those ring, mm-hmm. I'm take off and mm-hmm. gone, see. You got strong fingers, see. And I used to do exercise this way, see, mm-hmm. push up this way, mm-hmm. you know. And I used to do this
use
way.
Use your fingers.
And I used to do two finger uh-huh. exercise this way.
To push your body up.
First begin, I stood this. First I start that for a while, then I start like this. Then from there, I started this way.
Yeah, first the palm, and then the five fingers, and then two fingers.
Then two fingers. I used to last, I push up this way. That's, you know, exercise my finger, make it strong. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's just the first time we hop a freight train. Mm-hmm. See, I never hop a freight train in my life at all.
Okay? Oh my.
The first time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, So Steve hopped on, the trains go slow, uh-huh. so Steve hopped on, and a couple cars, after he's gone over a couple cars, see, then I hop on. I grab a hold of him, and got up, and right in the middle of the track, or you know, the shift track,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lamp in there,
mm-hmm.
see, and on kind of my rear end, mm-hmm. stick it out, see,
uh-huh.
Pow, hit me on the side over there. And if my finger wasn't so strong enough, the training saved my life.
Hit.
Yeah, hold on that and stay there, see, grip. If it wasn't strong enough, I would go right under the train, see, the freight car.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And boy, that would hurt me for a quite long time.
Oh, boy.
Well, anyway, we hop a freight train from there. That's the first freight train we hop. We hop there, and went in the middle of the desert over the. Well, a town Albina is not in Albina, it's outstretched
mm-hmm.
Albina.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a place where they grow watermelons.
Mm-hmm.
And all day we didn't have no food. The train happened to stop over there, mm-hmm. that freight train. And stop all day, don't want to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. So we got out and stayed in a little place outstretched, it's Albina. Albini or Albina, I don't know how you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got. I got scared in that. The reason I got scared is those couple of those cowboys, you know, they're big and husky, you see.
Uh-huh.
And they also, you know, around a little place there where they hang around, see, there's a little town there, mm-hmm. just a couple of houses. They call it, considered a little town, I stretch a little. And so you stay. So he pulled a knife, he's about, 6 inches long, see? Mm. And we start talking, you know, my buddy and him talking, the next thing he would get me in talking. Then he said, you know, I don't like Chinamen, you see. I like to see the knife and let's just stick it right into him. Oh, that got me scared, I didn't know what to do. And my buddy, laughing, you know, he knew I was joking around, see? And I wasn't joking at all. I was scared. See, I didn't know what to say. He'd back out and start running, whatever it is. I just stick still and keep on watching that knife. Watch his action, you know.
Oh.
He always told me, he said, don't like no Chinaman. And so on. They're going to cut him up and all that.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, and then we were hungry. We were thirsty up in the desert. So someone happened, there's a watermelon patch over there. Someone stole watermelon to bring it over.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that people knew that place there or not, or lived there or not. But anyway, he's the one that got it and bring it up, each one got a piece out of it.
Uh-huh.
That was all right. Then I really was cool off then.
Uh-huh. Were there many other people hop on the freight
too? Oh, yeah, there's hundreds of them. Yeah.
So actually you get to know these people too.
Know people, yeah.
Uh-huh.
As we go along, we still meet a lot of people. See? And when we happen to, some people, you know where they put ice in those freight car.
Mm-hmm.
Some people go inside there.
Mm-hmm.
And some people go in, you know, the side door open, go in there. And usually they call a railroad policeman, you know, they call them boo, you know, mm-hmm. and got a stick, you know, in China, anybody hop the freight, they're gonna throw them out, see? Mm-hmm. They don't want no people hopping the freight, see? Mm-hmm. Now, during time, those, we call them bulls, see? Mm-hmm. Well, some bulls are pretty mean, and some people, or some bulls are just overlooked, you know, mm-hmm. they knew they mm-hmm. overlooked, see? Uh-huh. You know, nice to let you on, see? And anyway, when anybody said, bulls coming, we all get off a freight train. Uh-huh. All week, don't know how fast. We jump off, see? Mm. Jump off, and then later on we have to wait for another train come along.
Ah.
See? Or some don't even care, some just stay there. Uh-huh. You know, a few jump off and climb off and on, you know, some stay
How
there.
How often do you have to do that?
I didn't have jump to do off. Anything, I just stay there.
Oh, you are the one that stay.
I'm one of the people that stay there. Because if you're gonna come kick us out, okay, we stay out, that's all. Uh-huh. You know, that's all it's to it, see? You don't have to just run away from them.
So did you ever meet
them? No, I haven't met any. Oh. But I hear them yell about it, uh-huh. see? But I have seen people jump off, but we will stay there.
So you were sort of lucky that
Yeah, we were lucky, see? Uh-huh. So nothing happened to us.
So you actually stay in one train?
One train, yeah.
All the way
No, not all the way, one train. See, a couple of times you got to get off, and a couple of again get off. In between, I would say when down Dallas, between Dallas and to... San Bernardino.
Uh-huh.
No, we won't.
Needles.
Yeah, no, San Bernardino.
Uh-huh.
No, Boston.
Uh-huh.
See, out to Boston. See, then we start hitchhike. See,
uh-huh.
But from Dallas, Texas to Boston, actually, we're on a train then. See,
uh-huh. Of so course, different train. About
different train, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Freight train.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they carry freight and
right.
merchandise and like that.
Right.
Between that, I would say roughly, I got on maybe about 4 or 5 freight trains.
Uh-huh.
You know, get up and get on.
Uh-huh.
Places, eh?
Uh-huh.
Where we stop. So anyway, so that evening, there's a freight went out, see, on this place there. So we all got on there and take off. See?
Uh-huh.
So we went down, some people get off, and we went down to El Paso where there, some people get out, and some people, we didn't get out, we stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
And take off the some freight train just to stop there to change track,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And some people some trains just load it and unload it,
mm-hmm.
Right, things like that. And some maybe add some more cars, some maybe take some cars out,
mm-hmm.
You know, different stuff, something like that. See, so anyway, we didn't stop at El Paso. We went by it over there,
mm-hmm.
And when we went to Nido, that's when we got off, and then from there we start hitchhike.
Uh-huh.
And when we hitchhiked there to Boston, there's another Boston. Yeah, Boston. There's another Chinese restaurant over there.
Uh-huh.
See? And we went over there. And I would, you know, going same life, same procedure almost. You know, tell the same story.
Uh-huh.
So he feed us very good, and we were. I want to chase back this one spot that I want to
yes.
go back and over Kentucky somewhere where I forgot what name little town we went by Kentucky where they racing horse mm-hmm. Race horse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's one place we almost got a job over there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, to myself, I got the job.
Mm-hmm.
We want to bump food over there to a place over there, and it happened to a place where they racing horse,
mm-hmm.
Racehorse.
Mm-hmm.
See and. And the fellow told me, he said, we're looking for a job. Mm-hmm. I said, look, you know, some food and ask same thing, same procedure.
Right.
And he said, well, you afraid to ride a horse? You know how to ride a horse? I said, no. Are you afraid of him? I said, no. I said, how would you like to ride a horse?
Mm-hmm.
I said, good. I said, what? Do you like how you could ride a horse for us? Well, how about my buddy?
Mm-hmm.
He said, we don't need you, buddy. I said, sorry, if you don't need my body, you don't need me.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't take a job, see?
Uh-huh.
So at one place that offered me a job
uh-huh.
to ride a horse, a racetrack, he started explaining to me, right? Learn how to be a jockey.
Uh-huh.
See? Uh-huh. Right? He said, I was small.
Uh-huh.
Being a jockey. So didn't get a job then because he didn't give my buddy a job, so I didn't ride.
Good friend.
So that's one place there.
And that's the only place that you got the offer
the job. The first uh-huh. time. Uh-huh. In Kentucky, I forgot what the name of the little town in Kentucky where they race horses over there.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, come back to Nido. We stopped there. We got a ride between
Nido and Boston.
Nido and Boston. We went to Boston, then we went to the Chinese place, and we got some eat. And before we left, make us a big bag of sandwich and things like that. And right off Boston, there was just one particular person happened to drive by there. He got the 1929 roaster, mm-hmm. red roaster. I never forget that. And he's from New York, mm-hmm. and from wealthy family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when I finish this, I'm going to go back on him again.
Sure.
Because I got a story to tell now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he was very happy. He gave us a ride, singing, and all this. We went to San Bernardino, and then they would stop for some eat, and we filled up already.
Mm-hmm.
So he stopped for. He said, "No," I said, "we filled up already." So he went on, eat, and came back, and bring us in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
We came straight to L.A. He lived with his grandma. He said he wanted to go to visit his grandma,
mm-hmm.
and his grandma lived on top of Bunker Hill.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be Bunker Hill over there,
mm-hmm.
old time Bunker Hill.
Yes.
And this big fancy house. It used to be that's where mostly rich people live over there
mm-hmm.
during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he said you want to stay. You could stay with our grandma for a day if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So we stayed overnight. With a pretty
mm-hmm.
nice place.
Mm-hmm.
From there, next day, went on Sunset Boulevard over there. We were walking, we were going straight in Hollywood. See?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're actually heading for. See,
uh-huh.
See what love. From if we can't get anything, then we might go up San Francisco. This is our next stop. See.
Uh-huh.
So we, the farthest place I went on, I think that is, must be the Silver Lake, I think, somewhere over there. I mean, that's why
right.
I remember.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I remember crossing the bridge. And there was a policeman come pick us up. And then, I'm sorry. Let's go back again.
Sure.
From his play, he went hitchhike, go to Long Beach. That's right.
Oh, I see. You went to Long Beach.
We went to Long Beach, yeah. See, Long Beach, I remember Anaheim and between San Pedro and Long Beach at the place Anaheim, or whatever you call that, they used to be at the beginning of building a bridge. We stayed there. In fact, we stayed there overnight. It was cold on
mm-hmm.
the sand, see?
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Long Beach and got picked up. That's
where
it is, yeah.
Ah.
Let me think. In between this, I'm getting a little mixed. Yeah, I talk ahead of time in Long Beach.
Right.
We come back on after we stay there overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go down on Silverwood on Sunset over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you mean Silver Lake?
Silver Lake,
uh-huh.
yeah, Silver Lake or something. So we got pick up over there, and sorry, close that again. It's all over. I still got mixed up.
Okay.
Actually, I go. After I stay with this young fellow overnight, then from there we went down to Long Beach,
mm-hmm.
and we go down there. We in fact on there we stayed in Long Beach, but out in the desert over there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of sands. They cross a little bridge over there,
mm-hmm.
and do know how they have no houses or hardly anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stayed there, and then we went into Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got picked up from there. And when we got picked up there, and just before we picked each place we got out, we got to meet in a certain place.
Mm-hmm.
See, after we get out.
Oh, I see.
We got to meet in
you
certain
got
place.
Picked up
yeah.
individually? Like
you know,
a
yeah, we pick up, get both of us picked up at the
uh-huh,
same time.
Uh-huh.
But if we get separate,
uh-huh.
at a
oh,
certain
gonna
time we're going to meet, see.
Mm-hmm.
So we told us that where we stay last, see, mm-hmm. overnight over there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to meet over there in case we separate.
Oh, I see.
See?
Mm-hmm.
So he took me over there, took us to jail, and that's a long beach. Where was so long? I couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, let's see, then the checkup on me,
uh-huh.
get my fingerprints and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we came out the same time. We didn't hardly stay at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we get out in the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went back in Los Angeles. And I said, let's go to Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
So the first person I met, no, before I go to Chinatown, I would go to Sunset on Silver Lake.
Mm-hmm.
We was gonna go to Hollywood then.
Mm-hmm.
And then we was going from there, we were going to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got picked up over there, over mm-hmm. that Silver Lake area. And then we got put in jail. I stayed in jail for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy, he let go right away. See?
Mm-hmm.
We all both go in.
Right.
In the meantime, before we go to jail, we say we went to Acre Park over there.
Mm-hmm.
So anything happened, this is a park that's stationary.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere in California, we could come back in Acre Park.
Mm-hmm.
See? And on this little island there, that's where we're going to meet. Don't matter what happened, wherever it is, we separate them, how long it is, we go down there, that's where we're going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so